This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We have some audio from the actual fight.
Yes, ma'am. We're Disneyland.
We're going to jail tonight.
We're
ready to go to jail tonight.
Men and women hitting each other. We have it on.
We're ready to go to jail tonight.
We're at Disneyland. There's a fight breaking out. We're going to video it.
We need backup. Over.
Well, a lifetime ban. That's what they do down there at those places. Institute a lifetime ban.
Mm-hmm. You know, if there's one thing Uncle Walt always taught me, go for the throat first.
Wait a minute, Angry Mickey. You don't want people fighting at
Relax.
The happiest place on earth.
What, you've been waiting in line for 3 hours? Buy another $8 bottle of water. You'll feel better. Oh. Suck it up. One time I got stabbed by a fat guy with a Little Mermaid souvenir cup.
Oh, that's not right. Plus, you got those kids peeing on you when you're taking the photos with them.
The worst part about this job is the kids. The damn kids. Clawing, peeing, spitting, crying. Whatever, you're too short for the ride. Get back to the line. Have a nice day.
But I'm wearing this.
All right, those people should not be walking amongst the rest of us in a public place like Disneyland. This is Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Greg. Morning, crew.
Hi, Shannon.
How you doing, Shannon?
I'm all right. I missed you guys so much. I'm so glad you're back.
Well, we are glad to be back. What's happening?
I had a comment on a couple things. The phone and the mother deleting whatever messages.
Yes, yes.
I find it hilarious that people actually think when they hit delete, it just goes away.
Yes.
And it can't be retrieved at all because it can. I think it's funny.
Yeah, I know. Nothing in this day and age, nothing is deletable. So just you're better off not taking it or writing it. But yes.
And one other thing, you've mentioned it, and I've wanted to call several times, your small hands.
Yes.
There was a quote in a book. Enzo said, a man's hands are the windows to his soul.
Oh, so you're, wait a minute.
Greg's are like portholes on a cruise ship.
Right, right. They're like opera windows on an LTD.
Yes, yes.
Cool. Great car.
Let's see. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
What's Hello, going Michael. On, Mike?
I just wanted to ask a question of basically everybody on the show, especially Shu, because I remember when this whole Kevin Spacey thing first came out, a lot of people were like, I can't watch Kevin Spacey anymore because, you know, he's accused of doing this. Now there's all this stuff that it makes it seem awful. Like did he do anything wrong? Was this like a two-way street thing where this kid and him were kind of, you know, cause correct me if I'm wrong. The kid was an adult at the time that this happened, correct?
Yes. Yes. He was 18.
So it seems like there's a potential where there was consensual acts done. Do we still feel the same about Kevin Spacey? Is it still like, you know, Kevin Spacey's a dirtbag? You know, I can't watch him. I can't see him anymore. Or is that starting to change? Because I know for me, I had a tough time believing this whole thing from the start because there are so many of these accusations, especially with celebrities these days. So until there's like concrete evidence where it's like, okay, this person really did something horrible, like Bill Cosby, you know, I have a tough time dismissing them as, you know, as a person that I admire.
Well, you know? I'll tell you, it's still, even if this comes out that he didn't do anything, I'm still distracted by this when I see him.
Agreed. Yeah.
And you know,
I was going to make that point as well. It's like, we're, even if he did nothing wrong, this changes the way people look at him no matter what. And to me, if he did nothing wrong, that's really unfortunate. That's one of the big problems we have in our, high-speed information society today.
You mean where you're immediately guilty because everybody gets the info and they see it on a social media site and then they believe it?
Yeah, it's like a flux of negativity that just comes pouring down our throats whether we like it or not. So there's more negative because people feed on negativity a lot more than they do on positivity. So when it comes to the information, the way it gets presented to us these days, there's so much negativity that just gets spewed everywhere. And unfortunately, sometimes people are actually innocent, and it's sad.
Well,
if that's the case, I feel really bad for Kevin Spacey.
I think we should have listened to that creepy video statement that he made right afterwards, if you remember.
Of course, some believed everything and had just been waiting with bated breath to hear me confess it all. They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved. Wouldn't that be easy if it was all so simple? Only you and I both know it's never that simple, not in politics and not in life. But you wouldn't believe the worst without evidence, would you? You wouldn't rush to judgments without facts, would you? Did you? No, not you. You're smarter than that. Because I can promise you this. If I didn't pay the price for the things we both know I did do, I'm certainly not going to pay the price for the things I didn't do.
Oh, now see, that to me sounds like somebody who knew all along.
Yeah.
That in this particular case,
right,
they hadn't necessarily right done something wrong. Mm-hmm.
But then when he posted, everybody was like, what a jerk.
Right. I know.
What an a-hole.
So yeah. Very interesting.
And you look back at when he came into court and he was smiling and people were criticizing that.
Yes.
And he thought it was all a joke.
It certainly got him, I don't know if it's this particular allegation, but other allegations got him kicked off, what was the show he played?
House of Cards. Yeah. He's still facing allegations in London when he was part of one of the
No, there's obviously other allegations.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. It is 7:06, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now, LB.
Enjoy.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
That was a line drive off the top of the wall.
There it
one
is!
More.
Pete Alonso fires the bat up. He's your home run derby champion of 2019.
He didn't even need the 30-second bonus.
He opened
How
it
impressive
flip.
Was that? What a show we saw tonight. Vlad Jr. and Alonso, what a respect right there. Nothing but love. That was fun.
There it was last night if you sat on the couch with a bowl of chips and a Coca-Cola. Major League Baseball's All-Star Summer Classic goes off tonight in Cleveland. First pitch, 7:30 p.m. It's on Fox as well, as was the Home Run Derby last night. AL's... Verlander will face the NL star out of La La Land, Hyun Reach, if I'm not mistaken. The AL has a six-game winning streak going. J.D. Martinez starts at DH. Mookie and Xander are in as well. Mookie yesterday on his free agency coming up.
No, there's no talk about it. Once the season starts, there's no more of that talk. Focus right now on the rest of the year. You did think about it, but it's just a thought, and then it goes into passing. You have to take care of your business right now, and it's just one of those things where it's going to come. No matter what you do, it's going to come. You just don't rush it.
Yeah, he's going to get a big-time payday. In other news, Hawks and Dave Dombrowski, their general manager, are hunting for another top-five pitcher for the rotation during the All-Star break, and allegedly something's going to happen come next week. Mets Zach Wheeler, 6-6 with a 4.69 ERA, is allegedly the man that they are looking for. And, of course, the Yankees are talking to him as well. Always, right? Always. Red Sox versus the very good L.A. Dodgers Friday at Fenway to start the second half. The Blue Jays to finish up the seven-game homestand at Fenway. Sox are 9 back of the New York Yankees in the AL East. Shoes out, Hill Dogs out. I'm hanging tough. You know me. I'm a homer. They are 2-0 out of the wild card this morning. The Celtics are 2-0 after beating the Cavs at Summer League out in Vegas, 89-72 last night. Carson Edwards, 14 points. Taco Fall, the 7-footer, had 12. He's had a great Summer League. He's an undrafted guy. And he's been playing out of his mind for the Seas Summer League team. Tonight, the Seas have Denver. Former Celt guard Avery Bradley is now a, go figure, an L.A. Clipper. They're loading up. KD left OKC for L.A. Land and the Clippers. Allegedly, his former NBA star in OKC, Russell Westbrook, is heading out of town as well. And he's looking at the Lakers and the Clippers in a trade deal. So he's asked for a trade. We'll have to see what's going on. Detroit and Miami are in the hunt as well. Our pal Bees GM Don Sweeney inked forward Peter Cehlárik yesterday to a two-year deal. Cehlárik put in 37 games last year with the big club. Played really well when he was up with the black and gold. He'll hopefully be a full-timer ASAP. And he's a Pete Bruins point machine. He's one of the top players down in Providence. Week two of Wimbledon heading into championship weekend began yesterday. 15-year-old phenom Coco Gauff's Cinderella run ended with the 6-3, 6-3 toast by Simona Halep. So great job by her. And she's obviously got a massive upside in her career. Patriots former superstar linebacker Teddy Bruschi, one of the best people, in the world. He's a great Patriot, obviously great NFLer, but a great human being, and he does so much for the community. He had another stroke, and he is recovering. He lost some speech a little bit, I guess, and feeling to his left arm. So get well soon. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
LB, do you want the corrections or you sure. want me to just ignore him over here?
No, fire it.
Let's see. This texter says, I'm sure I am one of 100 people on this correction, but Bradley is a Laker, not a Clipper.
Okay. Like it matters?
And well, Katie. Yeah.
Wait, well, no. Do me a favor. That guy that just corrected me has tell me the last text back into Hill Dog and tell me the last time when you and your buds were having beers watching NBA Summer League like you watched the NBA Summer League that Avery Bradley's name ever came up. He's across the country in L.A. Like you care. Does it matter who he plays for? So he's a Laker. Great. I don't care. Dude's going to be retired in 2 years.
Okay.
You know, if you're a diehard Celtics fan, you're pumped that they traded him. But now you're texting Hill Dog going, he plays for the Lakers, you dope.
Well, they also want to get clarification on the fact that Durant went to Brooklyn.
Yes, he did. He's in that.
Yes.
For $140 million. Yes. My bad.
All right. Yeah. Well, and
did you get your Nets KD jersey?
I think he's wearing number 7 over
yes,
there.
Yes, he is. He changed his number. I did the report yesterday. Yes.
All right. It is 7:13 and we are going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back at 8, so you can leave one of those right now on which of the 7 Los Angeles teams Avery Bradley will be playing for or any other topic. And the Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. Leave your voicemail message now, and we will play your messages back coming up at 8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometime this hour, the WAAF summer tour bus is going to roll out, and I am going to give away tickets to go see Heart. We are your concert station, and so our mission is to give you a pair of amazing tickets for the biggest shows every hour, every day, right up until 7 p.m. So at some point this hour, I am going to hook you up with tickets to go see Heart on July 17th. And next hour, I'm going to give away another pair of tickets for Korn and Alice in Chains on August 9th at the Xfinity Center.
Oh, yeah.
And then later on, I'm going to give you my tickets for Zach Brown at Fenway. All right, I'm not parting with my tickets for Zach Brown at Fenway. No, but all right, so those tickets are coming up. Today's weather brought to you by Account Temps, and it's going to be another beautiful summer day today. Temperature getting into the 80s. I think the high is going to be 88, but they are saying that the humidity will be low. They said that yesterday. I don't know if it really was.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely.
It was very low. It was mild.
Yeah.
I can do higher temperatures if there's no humidity.
Yeah. There's no, like, I don't know. There's no difference. It's like
there's
in the 80s.
There's a huge difference. Yeah.
I was sweating relentlessly yesterday. I mean, there's no
it
difference.
It didn't feel like you were walking underwater.
Exactly. It wasn't soupy.
Right. I love that when people pull that in Vegas when it's a buck 10.
Yeah, it's a dry heat.
Yeah, it's a dry heat, though. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a difference.
It is.
But anyway, beautiful day on the way. It is currently 64 here in B-Town, and demand for top talent is at an all-time high, but you can't afford to miss important deadlines. Whether you need help for a day, a week, or months, keep your work on track with highly skilled accounting and finance professionals from Account Temps, a Robert Half company. We're going to get to Nancy Know-It-All sometime this hour. There is a listener who needs some assistance. I am guessing that that will happen at about 7:50 or so. I did want to discuss that the authorities have been able to capture a bird, an exotic bird, that has been terrorizing many of you in several communities on the Massachusetts-New Hampshire border over the last few days. And they've now been able to apprehend this vicious bird, Danielle.
Yes, it's a peacock.
Yeah.
And reportedly terrorizing people in as many as 4 towns along the border. They were able to finally get the peacock on Sunday. An animal control officer was able to get it on South Main Street at the town line between Plastow and Newton, New Hampshire. Mm. Evidently, the peacock was sitting on some people's stoops, which made them fear trying to leave their homes because of the aggressiveness of the bird.
Yeah. Remember that story about that family that was trapped in a room in their house by a vicious cat?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they couldn't venture out because the cat was attacking everybody? Yeah. I have an irrational fear of birds. I don't know what it is, but...
What are you, Tippi Hedren?
No, I just don't like it. I mean,
they're crazy. They could be crazy.
Yeah, they can.
That's true. No. Yeah, they're unpredictable.
And I feel like if they fly into you, they're going to get caught in your hair, and their talons are going to be scratching your scalp.
Razor sharp talons.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They didn't euthanize the thing, right?
They believe it's someone's pet because the wings are clipped, but they say that no one has come forward yet to claim him as of the last news update I saw. Uh-huh. And anyone who knows, he's believed to be from either Newton or Plastow, New Hampshire, or Merrimack or Haverhill, Mass.
They believe it's a pet. Are peacocks native to the area?
I don't think so.
It's got to be somebody's pet. Come on. It's a peacock. Where are they from? They're from like Southeast Asia or something.
They can fly anywhere. I mean, they don't fly. What? Peacocks don't fly?
No, we had at the Nippon Regional Park, they had 3 peacocks, which were like a feature to get people to go to the park. And they don't fly.
In Mass, they are considered domestic animals. They're placed in the same category as chickens and ducks. They may be owned without need of a permit as long as it complies with your local zoning requirements. Mm. If you're looking to get a peacock or a peahen.
LB, as you would say, or as you would suggest, I Googled it. And peacocks do fly.
Well, yeah, there's videos.
Is it like how turkeys fly? They can go up.
Exactly, like, they can fly 40 yards, yeah. or you know.
Well, I mean,
but they don't fly from here to Canada and migrate.
Oh, was,
yeah, what you consider flight? What's flight? It's like what are those brothers that started the airplanes? The Wright brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, 40 yards.
Hey, man,
we flew a plane. You didn't really fly.
A peacock is unlikely to fly more than a mile, according to the experts.
Greg is also unlikely to run more than a mile, so you guys have something in common.
He's peacocking.
Excuse me. I have the Ocean Park 5K coming up at the end of this month.
Yes, are you prepped and ready? Have you and Jay Hills been running to get ready?
Jay Hills,
I know she pressures you on the running.
Jay Hills is not going to be my running partner in the 5K because she's going on a trip.
So
because she runs too fast.
No,
I was going to say she's going for a PB best.
You sent her on a full time job trip so you didn't have to compete with your own daughter guy. Who does that?
Oh, she basically, basically said, "Hey, are you planning on getting a job at all this summer?" And she said, "No, this is my last summer before entering the grind of adult work life."
She's
and I'm
got
not,
a job.
I was well. Yeah, she has a job as a teacher. It starts in September or August.
Give her a chance to, you know.
How about getting a job now?
Her last chance at being a Ute.
I hate to break it to her, but she's off the cell phone plan immediately.
Yeah.
There you go.
Did you say Ute, Mr. Gambini?
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Gregory.
What's up, Michael?
So I think it's pretty apparent why no one has claimed the peacock as a pet. The thing's obviously an a-hole. Linda's husband probably said to Linda, you know, it got away and the thing always attacked us.
Yeah.
So let it go.
Yeah, you're right. They probably don't want the peacock back.
Mm-hmm. Linda came over and told her to lay off.
Yeah, Linda said lay off.
They're beautiful, though, when they fan their feathers.
Yeah. When they peacock?
Crazy cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I don't know if you know this or not, but the best dipping sauce for peacock wings is ranch.
That's a big wing, my friend.
I feel like it would be a little gamey.
That's like
drumsticks don't have a ton of meat on those.
LB said, I mentioned buffalo wings the other day and in the office, and LB said to me, "Like, who is the person who goes and gets those off the buffalo?" Because he thought it was a little
bit dangerous. He's a wing expert. This is not an allegation you can make.
That was a little bit dangerous. This is Kevin. Hello, Kevin. Hey, Kevin?
Kev.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. It's Keith. Keith. Hey, Keith, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Keith?
Friends of mine, their parents passed. When the father passed, about 2 weeks after, a peacock wandered into the yard and has been there ever since.
Really?
Really. It's been Phil the peacock. He's been, I don't know how to explain it. He's been like a house guest of theirs for 4 years. And he wanders around the neighborhood, but he stays on their porch. He comes, eats peanuts. It's kind of funny because you'd expect him to be aggressive. The only thing he's really aggressive with is cars, the bumpers and such, where he can see himself.
Yeah.
But no, he's perfectly fine. Dogs, cats, doesn't care.
Wow.
Everybody in the neighborhood loves him. It's amazing. You wouldn't think they turn out to be such a great pet, but
well, this one that they have finally captured was apparently a vicious, angry peacock. Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Joe? Joe?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up? What's going on?
Not much. I was actually just calling with an obscure reference to the other guys. Mark Wahlberg always says, "I'm a peacock captain. You got to let me fly on this one."
Yes.
Yes. That movie is so great. I love that movie.
Really?
Desk Pop. You never did a Desk Pop?
It was pretty good.
I loved it. Dirty Mike and the Boys in the Prius. Little LRB. Come on.
Not bad. I think Wahlberg should star in the movie version of Dominations when that comes out.
Can you imagine? Mark Wahlberg and Ben Affleck.
Oh,
I'm stuck in the Iron Age. I can't get out of the freaking French Iron Age and dominations. You know why? Because I need more troop space, and I can't figure out how to build. Why is my phone?
We're trying to do a radio
my
show.
Volume
here.
On here.
Was that a catapult or something?
No,
it was a trebuchet.
The problem is I can't figure out how to. I need to build like a bigger garrison in order to house my troops.
Okay.
But
You need funding, right?
Well,
what if you build a brothel?
They don't offer that as a thing.
See, that's,
you get the funding. You get the gold coins from your caravan. They have these big camel caravans that are running around collecting tolls. It's like the Massachusetts Turnpike, where they have a toll every 5 feet, and you're collecting
yes,
tolls.
And without any accountability whatsoever.
Of course.
All right. It is 7:33. Hold on. One more comment on the vicious peacock from the New Hampshire-Massachusetts border, and it's from Ben. Hello, Ben?
Yeah, pretty sure Danielle actually had peacock for dinner last night.
It was chicken. It was an organic bird.
By the way, the Nancy Know-It-All
yes.
issue this morning
yes.
came about because of your discussion about having your FWB over for dinner last night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. Is FWB going to call in?
No.
Can you just reassure, we have to get to the news, but can you just reassure, there's a lot of listeners who are really upset, men.
Yeah.
Because you said earlier that when you had FWB over for dinner.
Yeah.
And benefits.
Yeah.
Netflix and benefits.
No Netflix. We didn't have time for Netflix.
Did you say no Netflix?
Netflixing.
Flicking? Did you say it right? Netflixing. Okay. I was worried there for a minute.
I was biting my nail because I'm being coy.
You said he was a listener, and these men are all upset because you said you would never date a listener. So now they feel like they missed out.
No, I had. I'm not dating him.
It's just friends with benefits.
Right.
Yeah.
I had known him well before I'd been on the show.
Oh, okay.
I've known him for like 20 plus years.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So he just it was a byproduct that he's a listener.
Yeah.
It's not like you met him as a listener.
No.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank
you. It's not like my budding romance with Scott from Wayman.
These guys are very upset.
Yeah. You just went back to the well.
Right. That's what the best part of it is.
Yeah. And he's a listener because he hit you, and then now you're on the radio. Yeah. And so he listens.
Let's get to the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? You got to visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000. So with the arrest of financier Jeffrey Epstein, Nancy Pelosi is calling for an investigation into the Labor Department Secretary, Alex Acosta, who was the former prosecutor who let Jeffrey Epstein off with a sweetheart deal. He was indicted on charges of sex trafficking, underage girls, and conspiracy.
This guy is a real creep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you been following this since the arrest yesterday?
Somewhat, yeah. It's the more information that comes out, it makes you pucker.
I mean, first of all, I agree. Mark my words.
Oh, 7:36.
I agree.
July 9th, 2019.
I agree there should be an investigation on this member in the cabinet. Don't use the word member. I further feel like if indeed what is being reported is what happened, where this plea bargain was arranged, where he did 13 months in prison and avoided federal charges, and none of the victims were told about it,
right,
then there ought to be a resignation, as far as I'm concerned. But the guy, I mean, first of all, he kept a giant cache of photos of these underage girls in a safe in his place.
Gross.
Wow.
Like, why
gross.
Would he?
That's way worse than binders full of women.
Yeah.
Gross.
Nasty.
I just don't know how you get there.
Now, yesterday.
Sick in the head.
Yesterday, Bill Clinton did release a statement. Because he has flown on several trips with Mr. Epstein. Mm. And so his team released a statement which said, President Clinton knows nothing about the terrible crimes Jeffrey Epstein pleaded guilty to in Florida some years ago or those that he has recently been charged with in New York. President Clinton took a total of 4 trips on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane, 1 to Europe, 1 to Asia, and 1 to the Bunny Ranch. Wait. Oh, no, they didn't say that. And 2 to Africa. So, but there's a lot of people that this guy was friendly with.
Yeah.
Including, apparently, President Trump. They knew each other.
I don't know the guy. I've never spent a minute with the guy. Any accusations are false.
I mean,
I've never... Jeffrey who?
Now, listen.
Epstein too.
A texter... I don't know the answer to this.
Yeah.
But it's, with regard to Bill Clinton, a texter says, are you telling me that the Secret Service doesn't vet whom the president is traveling with?
That's an excellent observation.
It is a really good question.
You know what I mean?
But a lot of people, Hilldog, live double lives.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, how could you, you know, when you hear a guy's married to 4 women,
you wonder why he'd be married to one?
Yeah.
I'm
saying, how do you hide that?
Yeah.
I mean, there are people that are really good.
Well, the guy basically had a madam. It is alleged that he had a madam who would provide him with all of these underage girls.
Gross. You're nasty.
And,
yeah.
There is one of the, it was kind of like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Where these underage girls would recruit other underage girls.
And then they would have more favorable, I guess you could say, conditions.
Wow.
Yes.
Or paid more.
It's really, this is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. One thing you're not mentioning is Robert Mueller was the head of the FBI during that sweetheart deal. So, he should be brought along with the investigation of why he got a sweetheart deal out of that.
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Have you seen a photo of the madam?
No.
She looks like the masshole version of Kris Jenner.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Why? Because she's got a butt coming out of her mouth? Or...
Yeah. There is a... this 603 texter wants me to mention what James Patterson said, which is that the president, President Trump, banned Epstein from Mar-a-Lago many years ago.
Good for him.
Which is... I mean, you probably have to. I'm guessing you have to do a lot to be kicked out of Mar-a-Lago,
especially someone that rich,
because the
Donald likes an opportunity, a financial one anyway. But good for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really disturbing when you read some of this stuff.
The recruiting thing,
is
just awful.
This is Phil. Hello, Phil.
Hey guys, 2 times in 1 day. I called early this morning, but just wanted to touch on this point. Bill Clinton's shaking in his boots right now because there was some stories out yesterday where he waived the Secret Service from going with him on these flights with this guy.
Really?
4 times he waived them. Yep.
Can he do that?
They can do that.
He's the president. Yeah. He can do anything.
Yeah. I mean,
was he president at the time when he waived the Secret Service?
I think it was after that he was.
So maybe he can do that.
Yeah, he wasn't president at the time, but you do have to file the paperwork to waive it. So there is paper trail out there of it, and people are trying to get it right now.
I mean, he's very specific about how many trips that he only went on 4 trips. But I think Epstein had an island.
Yes. He owned several islands, I believe, part of the Bahamas. I think they were part of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which in itself is, that's creepy in itself.
Well.
Because you basically, you own the island.
F you money.
Right.
When
you,
if
and
you
there's
own,
nobody that can look in on you.
If you own a yacht or an island, you have F you money.
Big time F you money.
I mean, that's, but the, Copperfield had a...
Yes,
had
Copperfield.
Yes, he did. I was in love with him when I was young.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Really?
That was post Eric Estrada years.
I don't know how to say this name. Is it me? M-I-E? Is that how you... Hello?
No, that would be Mike.
Mike. Okay, they left the K off. What's going on, Mike?
I just wanted to check in on this. So I've been, reading stories on these kind of tend to be conspiracy-type sites that I don't usually buy into, but for years I've heard all of these allegations that aren't all that substantiated, but there's a little bit of stuff backing them up where not just Bill, but Hillary have been tied to this guy specifically and pedophilia, sex trafficking type rings, as well as some, there's some company in Southeast Asia that are greatly connected to a lot of sex trafficking. And they have donated millions of dollars to both of their campaigns over the course of their political careers. And now that this came out, I'm like looking around. I'm like, I've been reading about this.
Well,
there was only part of me that believed that it could be true. But
Mike, you're in Florida, correct?
Yes.
The Miami Herald has done reporting on this for a long, long time.
They were the first
For a long time.
Yeah, that's one of the more reputable sources that I've read it in.
Yeah.
But I've seen, like, you know, YouTube videos that were really in depth into the whole connection between Bill and Hillary. And that caller that called about the refusal of Secret Service, what I read was that Bill went on the airplane like 23 times and refused Secret Service detail each one of them. And that Hillary was on it 9 times and refused Secret Service detail.
The island is in the Virgin Islands.
Oh, it's the Virgin Islands.
And he called it...
Oh, come on, Danielle.
He called it Orgy Island.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Who did? Bill or Epstein?
We're going to O Island.
Orgy, there's no one left for me. That's why they call it an orgy, because there's three people and there's no one left for me.
Greg got confused and read the letters in orgy out of order, and he thought it said Euro Island.
Orgy Island.
Guy, though, right?
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, I got to nickname it.
Well, let's see. Here, this is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, everybody.
Thanks, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
I've missed you guys. Hey, so Greg, is it SU money when you have two islands in your kitchen?
No, that's not, no.
Which one of those is Orgy Island?
All right, we're going to...
clean every day.
Yeah. I want to give away the tickets to see Hart right now. So the WAF Summer Tour Bus is rolling out, and if you're caller 7 right now at 617-764-9223, you're going to get a pair of tickets to go see Hart on July 17th at the Xfinity Center from your concert station. And the tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. The WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. But be caller 7 now, and we'll give you tickets to go see Hart. Well, I want to congratulate Josh because he has won tickets to go see Hart as the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 continues. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's up?
Nice work. You had a couple tickets to go see Hart, and that is coming up in at the end of this month. I think it was July 17th. Is that the date, Shu?
For Hart?
Yeah, Hart, July 17th at the Xfinity Center. And you can bring LB because he has a crush on both of the ladies in Hart.
Anne and Nancy?
Yes.
Can't wait.
Yes.
Nice.
What do you do, Josh?
I'm an HVAC tech.
Nice. HVAC tech. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening. Keep listening because next hour I am going to give away a pair of tickets to go see Korn and Alice in Chains. Mm. And we're giving away a pair of tickets for a different show every weekday, every hour between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m., and you get bonus chances every weekend.
She knows everything. Just ask her.
I operate in this sort of smart aleck world.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
She's smart, she had a great sense of humor, and in bed, she moves like one of those pain shakers at Sherwin-Williams.
Well, you know, we're so fortunate. I remind myself of this every day. We're so fortunate to get to work with Little Miss Can't Be Wrong.
Right.
Nancy Know-It-All.
Correct.
And from
#blessed.
From time to time, I get an email or a text where somebody wants your advice on something. And so I got an email this morning, which changed my mind on the direction of this segment. Because I had a different question from last week that I was going to go with. But I'm switching it up based on this email that I received from a woman who listens to this show, and I am going to read it verbatim.
Okay.
I heard Danielle this morning talking about her FWB, and I wanted to email a question for Nancy Know-It-All.
Okay.
I'm a 28-year-old woman, and I'm thinking about having an affair with a 40-something married guy I met at my sister's wedding.
Yuck.
We have been texting, and it's been very flirtatious slash sexual, and I'm very attracted to him. The question I have is, should I be concerned about his wife, or is that on him?
No, that's on you. You're willingly going to enter into an affair with a married guy that's not an open relationship scenario. Shame on you. That's terrible.
Yeah, wrap yourself.
That's someone's husband. That's someone's wife. Like, stop screwing married people.
I want to be a homewrecker.
Right? Married people, get a divorce.
Well,
figure your stuff out. I don't care that you like the guy. There's plenty of guys that you could like that didn't take vows to somebody. Like, really?
But the guy's at fault, not her.
They're both at fault. That's such BS. I hate that when women that I know are like, well, you know, I mean, I'm like, great, but he's still married. The person is still married. It has nothing to do with him being willing to have an affair. Let him get a hooker.
Well,
where's the sense of personal responsibility? Don't be an S-head.
Here's a 774 text that says, how much money does he have? We don't have that information available.
Irrelevant, I'm sure that it overshadows.
That's good good question.
Personality.
I mean, I can fill in for a pinch.
Literally a pinch.
Literally a pinch around the waist area.
Oh, like that guy doesn't have a dad body.
I mean, really. I have no patience and no tolerance for whatever reason now because of, and we debated this, I think, either yesterday or before vacation. I don't know if it's the introduction of all these social media platforms or the ease by which you can communicate with people or hide things, but people are just, if you want to have casual sex, do it with someone who's not married. Like, go track down an actual friend with benefits. It's this whole idea and concept of, well, no big deal. Like, yeah, I had an affair with him or her. Like, this goes both ways. And putting the blame on the married person as the sole holder of the responsibility, shame on you. It's ridiculous.
Aren't you the person who espouses open marriages because you believe that you can't spend your life with just one person?
I don't think it's normal to spend an entire lifetime with one individual, because I think that there are very few species in nature that mate for life. And I think that people grow and change. And I think that the old school notion of you stay together forever and you deal with each other's crap, while very nice and romantic, I think it's outdated. Like, I think marriages should have like a 5 or 10 year renewal period, like an LTC or your license, where you can then redecide, hey, do we want to stick with this, or do we want to have an easy out?
I went to the Registry of Motor Vehicles yesterday.
Yeah.
Over in Watertown.
Yeah.
Would have been nice if I could have picked up an extra spouse over there.
Can you imagine the Registry of Marriages? What a miserable place that would be.
This texter says, so Danielle, hookers are...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.